The inaugural season for Valley Bike Share, the first bicycle sharing program in western Massachusetts, has come to a close. As scheduled, the system shut down on November 30th. A new season will begin on April 1st, weather permitting. During the winter, Valley Bike Share said it will fix problems that occurred during the startup season that caused the system to not always work properly. Valley Bike Share plans to expand next spring, with East Hampton joining the five founding communities, Northampton, Amherst, Holyoke, South Hadley, and Springfield, along with the University of Massachusetts Amherst. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Wayne Fiden, Director of Planning and Sustainability for the City of Northampton.
Ridership exceeded my expectations. We hit 88,000 miles ridden over the first year, and it wasn't even a full year because we didn't start till late June. So we were very happy with that.
Did you track this by community and by location to determine where the most interest in this program was?
We do have data on all the communities and all the locations. We haven't yet assessed it, and so I don't have an overall sense. I mean, we know that UMass has some of the highest individual stations. Northampton seems to have the overall highest rate. Downtown Springfield is, in terms of individual stations, may actually have the highest single station. So it's sort of scattered around, but we haven't yet done the full analysis. One of the things we want to do over the winter is figure out, are they all optimal? Do we want to tweak them? I mean, some stations certainly had much lower usage than others. That may have been some it took a little while to get set up, but it may also be some stations aren't the perfect spot. So certainly 90% of the stations work, but that doesn't mean we won't be doing some tweaking.
What kind of feedback did you get on the program aside from just the data? I assume you heard from people that utilized it, right?
So we heard two things in opposite directions. So people got really excited about using it. You know, later in the season, you'd see people smiling on the bikes, and people were very happy with it. We did have a problem with bicycle maintenance, and so we had more bikes out than we would have liked. You know, our target was 85% of the bikes would be on the road at any given time, leaving 15% of the bikes being fixed or painted or, you know, whatever it needs. And we were really closer to 50%. And so there was certainly some frustration that some stations were empty.
What was the issue with the maintenance of the bikes?
Mostly just first year beta rollouts. So we had the most modern bike equipment, but it meant that some of the software, the firmware, had some glitches. We had some glitches with communicating with cell phones, which is how the system works. And we had a problem with bikes, with people sitting on the bike basket, and the bike basket would break, and then the bike had to come in for repair.
Another community is going to be added.
That's correct. East Hampton's joining us. They're going to have four stations, and they're going to be a full member, so exactly like anybody else. So they start with four stations and 40 bikes. But like all the other communities, the bikes move around. So East Hampton's bikes will be in Amherst one day and, you know, Northampton another day. The bigger the system is, the more those synergies are. So overall, you know, this year we had a 50-bike system with 500 bikes. Next year we have a 54-station system with 540 bikes. You know, we're already beginning to think about what the next phase is. It's been very successful. We need more grant funding to pay, you know, to buy more bikes and equipment, and so we'll be applying for that. But we'd like to fill the holes in. You know, we're certainly looking at Hadley, that's between Northampton and Amherst. Can we find one or two stations there? And Chicopee, that's between South Hadley, Holyoke, and Springfield. Can we get one or two stations there? So we're at least beginning to do that planning on how does this system keep growing.
No plans to change what the rental charges are?
No, it seems to be working, so no plans to change that. We're still looking for sponsors to help supplement the system, because the renter revenue covers, just like buses or just like cars, the user revenue covers a certain percent, and other funds are needed to cover the rest of the cost.